Begin the Quran Davim Septis Brachas Dav Nun Beis. Begin on Omen Alf. Begin with Taisa Dere Maschel. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua, it's kind of like Rabbi Yeshua Dama that he says, E Mashkicha Mabaskel, we do not pay attention to the heavenly voice, which Taisa asks from the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua regarding the oven. And Taisa answers, and he also asks, why is it that by Birchas HaMazon, we actually make the Bracha on the Birchas HaMazon, before the cup of wine, and not the cup of wine, not the bracha on the wine before the birchas hamazon. That is the Gemara broad. Another interpretation, why did we need to say the halachas like Basil, even though we already know there's a baskel that came out, the halachas like them. So the second answer the Gemara gives is going like a Bishur, that he says, generally you don't pay attention to the baskel. So we have to tell you that, but in this case, the halacha is like Basil. Says Taisa Vimtem, if you're going to say, then Imkain, you have a difficulty, you have kasha, hilchasa, you have a contradiction in the halacha. Because Dahid Rabbi Yeshua, that teaching of Rabbi Yeshua, which we bring from elsewhere, the Tana Shel Achnoi, which that was the, it's called the oven of Achnoi, which was a machlikas of Lezim Yeshua, regarding an oven that was made and separated into separate parts. And between them, there was sand that was used to connect the two of them. Kondra B'Yezer, if a sheretz touches this Tana, it's going to be tar, because since it's not, wasn't redone in the oven, so it's like an earthenware vessel, Kli Adama, like made out of earth, of mud, which is not Mekabel Tum. Chum say it's tame, like an earthenware vessel, because then the pieces of the oven themselves are earthenware, cheres, so therefore, although it's connected through sand, it's still going to be tame. And the heavenly voice came out and said, Allah Hazrak Waliyaz, and Yeshua said that we don't pay attention to Abaskal. And that was called the Tanurish al Achnoi, because Achnoi means a snake, which, just like a snake surrounds itself, putting its tail into its mouth, so too the sages surround Waliyaz, what Allah is to prove that Allah is like them. Now, regarding that, Abn Abachnoi, Kaimalan could be Shua, we rule it could be Shua. That the halacha is that it's that such an oven is actually tummy, which obviously it's evident that we don't pay attention to the baskal that said like Rabbi Yazar. Yet the kaimalan can be sil. Yet here in our Gemara we say in general the halacha is that like Basil because there was a baskal that came out. So then we have a contradiction halacha. Why everywhere do we say halacha is like Basil, which is not just like in our halacha where we have to say it specially. We say throughout Shas the halacha is like Basil, which obviously that we're going like the opinion that says we do pay attention to the baskal. Now, how do we say that Allah is like Yeshua because Imashkech Mevasko? Says Taisa Vishlam, what you could say is the Davka Hasim Kama de Imashkech Mevasko. No, specifically within that situation of Yeshua, that yeah, we ruled like him, even though Baskal came out and said like Rabbi Yezer, IUC Basil, we do rule like the Baskal. Yes, generally we do like Rabbi Basil, but there we don't pay attention to the Baskal, and if we rule like Yeshua, that Baskal, hey, can I get it right? Because the heavenly voice to say like Rabbi Yezer was going against the majority held not like Rabbi Yezer. And the Torah already says, Achiram Lahatois, that after the majority is where you have to incline, as it says in Shmuel Chav Gimel. So there it's where Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't pay attention to the Baskal when they go against the Torah. Al Basil, Hoy Rab. But when you have Machlikas Bisham Basil, Basil was the majority, so therefore, to the country, it supplements and it goes with the within the halachic framework, then we actually do pay attention to the Baskal, and therefore, it's not a contradiction in terms to say that we are mashkeich in the baskal basil, but we're not mashkeich in the baskal regarding Rabbi Eliezer. Now, says Taisus, but what do you mean? How can we just say what we just answered? Afa pishe ma'is Rabbi Yeshua hacha. Our Gemara applies the Rabbi Yeshua from there to over here. Afa gavdulei dami. What do we just pointed out that they're not similar? Because the Shani Hasim, we said there it's different. The baskal ha'i kenegede raim. We said that the heavenly voice was opposite the majority. So that's where we're not mashkich b'baskal. But here, to the contrary, the baskal is supporting Miss Hill, which they're the rabbim. So how could the Gemara say that we had to say that loch is like Miss Hill? Because even though there's a baskal that says like them, but that's going like a Yeshua who says we don't pay attention to the baskal. What do you mean? We just in places differentiated. We said, no, Rabbi Yeshua would agree that we are mashkich in the baskal when you have a majority like Miss Hill. It's only within the not mashkich. So why did we have to say, according to the second Gemara's answer, that we rule like Basil, if, of course, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree with Mashkech in the Baskal? Says the Gemara, says Taisus, because Haitana, the Tana of this Braisa, who we're explaining, had to say halacha like Basil, so it's fame Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah, he's like Rabbi Yeshua, but he's even more than that. The Amad that he holds, and he says, E Mashkech in Baskal, we don't pay attention to the heavenly voice, Afa Pishtarev, Misayel Labaskal, even if the majority is being supported with the Baskal, now why? Because ultimately, although Beis Hillel was more numerous, but the school of Shammai was more sharp. And that's why we would still maybe not be Mashkech in the Baskal, even though there's a Reiv, but still Bisham is more sharp. And therefore, the Tan of the Brais, according to the second interpretation, like Rabbi Shua, not exactly, but even more, had to say the halacha is like Basil, and it wasn't sufficient with the Baskal that supported them. Now, continuing on this halacha that we were saying in our Gemara, that the halacha is like Basil, which is referring to the halacha that by the Kiddush, we first make the bracha on the wine, by Priagofen, and then we make that of the Kiddush of the day, of Mekadosh HaShabbos, which we pointed out, we had to say that halacha is like Basil, like our Taya is saying, because like Rabbi Shua, that Menamash Kirchen Baskel. So since Taya says as follows, Vim Tev, one's going to say, Maishno de Bekiddush of Avdala, why is it different? When we make Kiddush, when we make Avdala, Mavarchen Kayd Malayayin, in our text, we rule like Basil, we first make a bracha, Bayer Bragofet, and then we say the sanctity of the day, Yet of a Birchas HaMazon, when it comes to benching, Emavarchen, we don't make a bracha on the wine, Adlach HaShalash Brachas, until we make the three brachas of Birchas HaMazon. Why is it different than Kiddush Avdala? Why over there do you make a bracha on the wine and then you make the bracha of the day? Why should Birchas HaMazon be any different? You should start off, make a Bayer Piagofen, then say Birchas HaMazon, and then drink the wine, just like you made by Kiddush Avdala. Says Tzeis of Yeshem, what you could say is, because the Hechi Nevet, because what should you do? Im Nevarach Kodem Birchas HaMazon, if you're going to make the bracha on the wine before benching, Im Ken Yehei Birchas HaMazon Hesach Adas, then the benching itself is considered an interruption of consciousness between the bracha on the wine and drinking it, as Tzeis explains. Because Dib Shleimah B'Shah Brachas, we could understand regarding other brachas that, yes, we make the Kiddush of Avdala, we make it after you made the bracha on the wine. They're like, okay, Nashim Ishtiyah, because there, when the person is saying these other texts, he's not uprooting his consciousness from the drinking. So therefore, it's not considered Hesachadah. So I made the bracha on the wine, I still intend to drink it. And that's my intention, because the big Kiddush, like my Kiddush, how he writes Lechel, to the contrary, his intention is to eat, he's sitting down to a meal. So of course, it's not considered Hesachadah from the drinking. And so to even Bahavdallah, where he's not necessarily sitting down to a meal, how he writes a Lishlis, he wants to drink the cup of wine. But by benching, to the contrary, his intention is to remove himself from drinking. He's done with the meal. He's satiated and he's satisfied. And therefore, if you would make a bracha on the wine before the Berchas HaMazon would be considered a Hesach Adas, and it would be an interruption, because it's not like you're pro-drinking right now. You just have to, and therefore, if you're going to say something else, it would be a Hesach between the bracha and the drinking. So, Taisa told us that this that Rabbi Shua holds, that you don't pay attention to Baskel. That's specifically when the Baskel is opposite the majority. But he would agree that, like Basil, that when the Baskel is like Basil, that we rule like that. But the Tan of Abraisa that says, even by Machlikis B'Sham Basil, when Amashkirim Baskel holds more than Rabbi Shua and holds that even when it's supporting the majority, you still don't pay attention to the Baskel. Again, especially since B'Sham was more sharp in quality versus Basil in the quantity. Additionally, Taisus says that this that we don't make a bracha on the wine, the Kiddush HaBracha before the Birchas HaMazon, because then the Birchas HaMazon, unlike Kiddush Abdallah, would be a Hesach Adas between the Bracha and the drinking. Continuing the next Taisa of Maschel, this begins with the words of the Gemara, Menichad La'achar HaMazon. You leave it until after the meal for the Birchas HaMazon. Which Taisa asks a question on the Brisa. And the Gemara brought, let's say someone only has one cup of wine on Matzah Shabbos. If he's going to make Abdallah right now, he's not going to have a cup for his Birchas HaMazon when he's going to eat later on Matzah Shabbos. So then the halacha was brought that he should make Havdalah after Birchas HaMazon and say all the brachas, Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah on that one cup of wine. Says Taisus, but Hachamashma, here it sounds like from our Gemara, Shemutalitim Kaidim Havdalah, that you allow to taste from food, you allow to eat before you make Havdalah. Because if not, how could he leave the cup of wine to make Havdalah after he eats his meal and makes Birchas HaMazon, but you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah? So it sounds like that you're allowed to eat before Havdalah. Says Taisa Tame, it's a wonder because Ha Mamer Bas Tavis, as the Gemara brings in Abu Dizar, Dav Kavzayin Medalf, Pirshi explains that Lon Mu'una, he slept overnight on Matzah Shabbos, fasting, afflicted, that he didn't eat. Why? Lafish Lahayu Layayin Lahavdalah, because he didn't have wine to make Avdalah on. So you see that you're not allowed to eat before Avdalah. So says Yishlam, what you could say is Dishani Amemer. Amemer is different. Shahayu Savar Shayu Lakais Lamacha, because he thought he was going to have a cup of wine tomorrow. If you think you're going to have tomorrow, so therefore, yeah, you should wait and not eat before Abdullah. Or he was just stringent on himself, where, although he didn't have to, but he afflicted himself and he didn't eat before Abdullah. But V'halacha Shani here in our halacha, it's different. It says, this Tana holds that benching requires a cup of wine. Therefore, you leave it for Birchas HaMazon. But if you don't need it for something, so then, yeah, either you could be stringent, or if you know you're going to have tomorrow, then you should eat. Then you should wait and not eat before hearing Havdalah. But again, if there's a Dvar Mitzvah, like a Birchas Hamazon. So that's why one would wait and eat actually before the Havdalah, so they could use a cup of wine for the Havdalah and for the Birchas Hamazon. We continue the next taste of Maschal. It begins with the words of the Gemara. Ta'amai, if you tasted from it, then Pagmai, then you have made the cup deficient, which tasted qualifies this halachas of Kais Pagma, a deficient cup for a Kaisal Bracha. There's a Gemara brought, if someone drinks him a cup of wine, says, made it deficient from being a Kaisal Bracha. So Pirush Rashbam, Rashbam explains, Davka le Kiddush, Lavdala, specifically when you come to a Kiddush or Avdala, then Tzarchli Hippagam, then you have to make sure that the cup is not deficient. Avalishtes, but just to drink a cup of wine, Tzarch Levarchal, of course you have to make a bracha on it, Avapishu Pagam, even though it's deficient, because the Asa Lahanas Ma'il Mazem, Le Bracha, as we said in Ketzim Avarchim, it's forbidden to have benefit from this world without a bracha, so even though it's Pagam, of course you can make a bracha. Moreover, for Kiddush Vavdala Nami, even for Kiddush and Avdala, Lo Yamarin El Bamakam De Efshu, we didn't say that. It cannot be pogum only if there's a possibility to get wine that's not deficient. But if it's not possible, then you're going to make Kiddush and Avdala even on a cup that was already deficient, and let's say someone drank from it. But what you should do is, you put water into that cup to fill it back up from what the person drank. Like the Yerushalmi brings the Rabbi Yehuda to Makasa, he tasted from a cup, and then he would fix it, Pirish. What that means to say is, la'achar shashasim, and after he would drink from it, chesiv lav kol shu mayim ayayin, he would fill up a little bit water or wine, and then, v'hayim avarchalav, then he would make the kiddush or the avdala. So obviously you see that you could fix the kais pogum that was deficient by adding water or wine to that cup that person already drank from. Tim next taste of maschal, taste begins with the words of the Gemara, gzeri shem yitmu mashkan shabidayim. It's a decree that maybe it might make the liquids on his hands tame. Taste comes to explain, why is this a concern only before the meal and not in the middle of the meal? That is, the Gemara brought that the reasoning of Beis Hill that in their machlekes would be Shammai, that they hold you wash your hands before the meal, only after you made the bracha and you drank the cup of wine, is because we're concerned if you did it the other way. If let's say you first drank the wine and then you wash and you first washed your hands and then you drank the cup of wine, so then the water that is on his hands, which is wet now when he's coming to drink the cup of wine, could become tummy from the liquid that's on the back of the cup, because Beis Hillel holds, as the Gemara explains, you could use a kli that the back is tame. Then, once the liquids on his hands become tame, then it's going to contaminate his hands, and it's going to turn out that he's eating the tsuda with tame hands, which is the whole point in Tilsi Dam, that it should not be tame. So Taisis comes to explain that this concern is only before the meal. So hence, Beis Hillel says, no, first drink the cup of wine, and then wash your hands. Because like we said, if you wash your hands first, your hands are wet, and the kli that's tomei, which you're allowed to use, will contaminate the water, which will then contaminate the hands. But Taisa explains, but in the middle of the meal, there's no concern that maybe you're, what do I mean, so what does it help? So let's say you drink the cup of wine first. Oh, and then you wash your hands like Beis Hillel says. Okay, but still, if you wash your hands afterwards, you're going to be drinking in the middle of the meal also. So maybe we should be concerned that maybe you didn't dry your hands so well, and your hands are moist, and then again you're back to the same problem because you're using a kli that the back is tummy, and the liquids are going to become tummy, and then it's going to be tummy that you're dying. So it's going to come out eating with tummy hands. So this says no, because the person dries his hands very well before eating. I mean, like we say elsewhere, the says if one eats a meal like without drying his hands well, it's like as if he ate tummy bread. So therefore, we don't have the concern in the middle of the meal with the wet hands touching the back of the tummy cleave. But regarding drinking, the person's not so careful to dry his hands because that doesn't have the halachic problem about like as if you're eating lechem tummy. So then you're going to run into the problem that Beis Hillel says not to wash your hands first because then your hands are wet and then it's going to become tummy and then medim tummy in the hands. Therefore, he says by the drinking, first drink and then go ahead and wash the hands. But again, once you pass that first cup of wine and you already started the meal, then we're not concerned for wet hands because the person does not start his meal, as we said, with wet hands because of the Gemara Saita, as if he ate lechem tummy.